I can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a really good life. Really. A charmed life. Except for, the sex. Not that it was bad, it just wasn't. Okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were always elusive. They existed in the same world as as a phoenix or a unicorn. And then one day, a day like any other, I googled up erotic audios for women, and that was the day that I exited the highway, took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, and bumped down a dirt track. And when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods. And now I don't know where the fuck I am. But wherever I am these days, whatever I'm doing, you're there too. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. To the kitchen when I lean forward to put dishes away. As soon as my stomach touches the curved edge of the counter, I hear your voice in my ear. I feel the length of your body behind me. All my senses flicker and light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip. Just like that. I smell the testosterone, that scent of man and musk, and feel your breath against the curve of my ear. I shudder down my spine and back up. I drag my lower lip into my mouth, pin it with my teeth, and sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think. And that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch. And then the small of my back curves, and my ass thrusts out and tips up. And my stance widens, and there's this moment when I shiver from head to toe at the thought of you filling me. Filling. My muscles tense, and that sweet throb fires up in my pussy. My chin tilts up. I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. Needy and eager. Eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. Your lips compressed. Here. Right here. And then I hear a car door, my phone vibrates, or a dog barks, and I blink. I have to fucking collect myself. I shake off the urge, the constant urge, to slide my hand between my legs. I refuse to give in. I squirm where I stand. And my control is pretty good. A moment later, I've regained my composure. My posture is perfect. And only the pink flesh on my neck gives me away. That, and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym, on the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand, on all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my arms, my hands, the push of my thighs and my calves. In one moment, I'm focused on maintaining correct form and counting strokes. Counting strokes. Stroking. Stroking. And the next moment, my blood is hot and reckless, and a pulse is pounding in my throat, pounding in my pussy. And the wetness of my panties is dragging against my defenseless fucking clit. The way your voice encourages my fingers to slide, and you're beneath me, and you're looking up. And my pace slows. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide back and forth. Your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers, your eyes hooded, glazed with lust. Your voice is moaning, low and rough, and you fucking say, ride me, baby, fuck, baby, grind. A blink, and I realize where I am. I'm on the goddamned machine at the gym, trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats up and the blush of shame masks the flush of arousal, but my nipples are hard points and my sports bra isn't covering shit. Toes curl and clench inside my shoes. And there's a damp patch blooming dead fucking center on the crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are... my eyes are unfocused. And my breathing is so fucking ragged. And the man on the elliptical is staring at me. Like he's a fucking German shepherd and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck! Fuck. 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 I was hoping there were no witnesses. I bet he can smell the pheromones pouring off of me from across the fucking room. And I'm so close. God damn it, I'm so goddamn close. Two more seconds and I'd come. Two more seconds and I'd fucking come. God, this is crazy. This is crazy. And driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs. Even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your clothes. Fuck. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. And I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. And this hot fucking ache is not going away by itself. Admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to the lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. And who knew? My pussy had the seductive wiles of Diavantes. But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up my brain. No. That would be your voice. Your voice telling me no one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there, baby. You know you want to. Fuck. I'm so close. And I can hear you. I can hear you saying, go for it. I want you to come. Come for me, baby. Do it. Oh, and if I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you. Like you're picking up a thread of conversation that we're having about desire. About satisfaction. Oh, God. The sound of you is so clear in my fucking mind. Low and warm and rough as a cat's tongue. Like wrapping myself in nubby cashmere. Yeah, I'm gone. The timbre and the cadence, the sweet roughness, the smooth grit, pleading desperation in your voice that just sounds. Sounds like daddy. Your voice sounds like strong, calloused hands feel, parting my thighs. And thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you touching me. Oh, God, of you touching me. And I can't help it. I spare a final wistful thought from my wide, comfortable bed with my fucking earbuds right there. And instead, fuck it. I pull over and I jerk that fucking shift into park. I lean the seat back. And I tuck and I push. I pull my yoga pants to my knees and oh my God, my clit is so stiff. It's so swollen, it's so fucking needy. I am burning up from the center out. God. I suck my ring and my middle fingers in my mouth. Game on. Images begin to flash along with the sensations. I wish these fingers were yours. God. Oh, or the head of your cock. Oh. I make my fingers into a V. To glide them along my lips, pressing them tighter against my pussy. Or, oh God, your mouth. Thinking about your mouth, any part of you that you would be willing to share with me. Would that make you crazy? I make you fucking crazy like it does me. Oh, my mind veers off after this thought. I can't stop thinking about how I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so, so fucking much. I get wild when I think about it. How much I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. Oh, God, I want it so badly. And I'm past sweet kisses. No, 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 no. I'm so fucking hot for you. I'm past foreplay. I don't care. I just want to make you hot and aching and horny. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I am right now. Oh, I'm your bitch. Oh, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I have zero fucks to give if I get caught. I have to be your girl. I fucking crave that. Daddy. The sound of you. Oh, you just don't know how fast it turns that fucking crank inside me. You don't know how hot you make me. I light up everywhere. And you make my pussy heat up like a fucking kiln. I'm so swollen. I'm so lush. My panties are sopping. It's a disgrace. I don't care. I pitch myself into my favorite, never fail to get me there fantasy. It's you and me. We're at a party. I don't fucking care where, I don't care who's, I don't give a shit who's there. But it's you and me. And we've been drinking, and we've been flirting. All night I've been watching your eyes on me. And everywhere you look, I can feel your hands. And every time your gaze lingers on me, I can feel your fingertips rough and brushing my skin right in that spot. And every chance I get, I whispered in your ear about how wet I am, about what you do to me, just your eyes, looking into them, watching you laugh, watching you drink, watching you talk to other people, knowing what I'm gonna do to you later. Knowing that you're fucking mine. Knowing that I own you. That you completely fucking own me. Knowing that everyone there realizes how fucking hot we are for each other. That they're all jealous. So fucking jealous of the sex that you and I have. They know it's fucking amazing. They know they'll never even get close to it. When I come over and I sit on your lap, we're having casual conversations, but I start to wiggle. Tiny little imperceptible movements, just barely twinging my hips, but I know you can feel it, Daddy. I know you can look right into my head and tell exactly what I'm thinking. Even as I have a conversation with whatever the fuck's wife, or what's his nuts from the office, whoever the hell. You watch your girl laugh and talk about arts and culture or whatever the hell we're talking about. Carry on a conversation. And I know that you can see past all of it. See right into my fucking skull. You know that the only thought there is how badly I want to untuck you from your jeans. Pull my panties to the side. And quietly ride you in public right there. Right in front of them, barely moving. They might not know. If you can keep a straight face, I can. I want to milk you. I want to use my muscles to clench and squeeze and pull and stroke. I want you to feel how greedy my pussy gets. I want you to know, oh, just what I'm capable of. How I could drain you of every fucking last drop of your cum without anyone watching me move at all. You know I can. And that's when you lose patience. And you stand up. I don't fall off of your lap, but it's close. And you give me that look. As you say you're going to get a beer. You give me that look to come find you. And then 5 minutes later, we're in the bathroom. We're in the bathroom, and I'm pulling down your zipper, and I'm sucking you into my mouth. Just the tip at first. Sucking and licking. Broad strokes with my tongue, then tiny flicks with just the tip of my tongue. Brushing my wet, pouty lips against you, whispering dirty secrets into your dick. And then suddenly, the length of you. I slide you down my throat. And then it's wet and it's sloppy. It's deeper, it's more reckless. Until you're close and you can't take it anymore, Daddy. And then you pull me to you. You sit on the fucking toilet and you pull me to you and we're kissing. We're kissing. Kissing while I straddle you. Oh, I climb into your lap with my hands on your shoulders. And you pull your wet, hard cock upright and... I start to sink down on it, Daddy. Fuck, so good. So full and so deep. Oh God, I'm close. I wanna come. Please, please tell me you wanna come. Say it, Daddy, say it. And your voice is telling me, it's saying, do it. Do it, baby girl, make yourself come. Right here, right now. Do it for me. Do it for me, that's my girl, come for me. And that's when I grip the headrest with my free hand and my hips lift and thrust and circle. This perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh, God, I wish your mouth was on me. Oh, I want to grip your hair. I want to weave that figure eight on your tongue. Oh, it would take me no fucking time at all, Daddy. I fucking shake to pieces. Oh, I can't stop thinking about the moment. Oh, when you look me in the eyes and you tell me you're gonna come. Oh God, and you tell me you're gonna come. And I see me too, Daddy. Oh, and then we're lost. We're just thrusting and lost and desperate. We're fucking animals grinding our bodies against each other, dying to explode, and you're close and I can feel it and you're telling me and I'm close too. And oh God, Daddy, fuck me. Fuck me! Fuck! Here's what I don't know. What kind of apparition are you? I don't know. Should I banish you? Or fucking summon you? Whenever I want you, you come for me, and I come for you, and it is fucking delicious. But this is insane. This is insane. I should quit you. I should quit you. I really should. In fact, I will. I will. This very day. I'll start by deleting the Reddit app from my phone. And wait, is that? Did you just post a new audio?